This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The 16th Rozgar Mela was organized today in line with the government's aspirations to achieve social development by providing employment to the youth. During the mega job fair, Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to new recruits in various government departments and organizations. Addressing the new appointees via video conferencing, Mr. Modi congratulated them and said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government.
Kendra Sarkar mein yuvaon ko pakki nokri dene ka hamara abhiyan nirantar jari hai aur hamari pehchan bhi hai bina parchi bina kharchi. आज 51,000 से अधिक युवाओं को नियुक्ति पत्र दिए गए हैं. ऐसे रोजगार मेलों के माध्यम से अब तक लाखों नौजवानों को भारत सरकार में परमानेंट जॉब मिल चुकी है. अब ये नौजवान राष्ट्र निर्माण में बड़ी भूमिका निभा रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister also emphasized that these young individuals are now playing a major role in nation building and serve as catalyst in building a Viksit Bharat. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India Flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inclusion of the Maratha military landscapes in the prestigious UNESCO World Heritage List. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every Indian is elated with this recognition. He said that these Maratha military landscapes include 12 majestic forts, 11 of which are in Maharashtra and one in Tamil Nadu. He said that the Maratha Empire is associated with good governance, military strength, cultural pride and social welfare. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be visiting Singapore and China from tomorrow till the 15th of July. In Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his counterpart and leadership of Singapore as part of the regular exchanges between the two countries. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, the External Affairs Minister will visit China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting being held in Tianjin. He will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the meeting. The Election Commission today said it has established a direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and 80.11% of electors in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms or EFs. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of EFs well before the stipulated time of 25th of July. The Election Commission said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on 1st of August, electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with eligibility documents. U.S. President Donald Trump today imposed a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union, starting from 1st of August. The new tariffs were announced in separate letters posted on social media today. In his letter to the EU, Mr. Trump said the U.S. trade deficit was a national security threat. The announcement came after weeks of negotiations with key trading allies failed to produce a more comprehensive trade deal. On to sports now. In the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day three at Lord's, England were at 2 for no loss against visitors India in the second innings a short while ago. Earlier today, India resumed their first innings at the overnight score of 145-3, replying to England's total of 387 all out in the first innings. India were eventually bowled out for 387 runs. The five-match test series is currently levelled at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.